I was hoping you could call early and then I could say, you know, happy anniversary. I'm a couple of days late, but happy anniversary. This is a big week for you.
It is. Monday we started our 40th year in business here. We're excited.
You should
be. Next week will be the big one. We're going to have fireworks and we're have all kinds of stuff. Don't you think the 40th should be the big one, shouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you can do 50. 50 be a good one, too.
You know, I was, what's so interesting, I was always going to, when I wrote check number 10,000, I was going to void it and put it in a little frame on the wall.
Yeah.
Then I didn't. I went past it. Then I was going to do 20, and I went past that. Well, then I was going to do 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and I went past that one. Well, yesterday I voided out check number 25,000.
Oh, wow.
In 39 years ago this week, I started with check number 1,001.
Oh, my goodness.
So I've written 24,000 checks since I opened the business. And you know, Tim, not a one of them bounced.
Oh, Dewey.
Is such a deal as that.
That's a good one. That's really, really good.
I listened to you and Dave this morning. May City All Risk. Yep. We'll give him a bounce here. Talking about the COVID, this is getting nasty again, isn't it, Tim?
Yeah, it is. And we just need to be careful. We got to be safe.
Wear that mask. You know, I don't go shopping much up here, but if I go to about the only two places I go into is the drugstore and the grocery store, and I wear a mask all the time, and I use the hand sanitizer, and I see more and more people doing that. I still see a bare face at the drugstore and in the grocery store. So there are some people that just flatly refuse to do that. So, well, anyway, Tim, we got to sell something.
Yeah, what are we going to sell today?
Well, I just got in another really nice used acoustic piano. It is a little 42-inch console. It's in an oak case. When I say 42-inch, it's 42 inches tall. It's in a really pretty oak case, and what is neat about this piano, and Wurlitzer Company used to build a few of these, or several, in fact, and I sold several. Well, then they quit building them, and that was probably, in numbers, the most popular piano I sold several years ago. Wurlitzer went out of business, I think, in 91 or 92. But anyway, and this piano has that little brace from the bottom of the cabinet on each side out to the leg, and then it has dual hard rubber casters on all four corners. So, you know, you can roll this piano around just like a studio that you'd see in school or in church situations, and you have to worry about breaking that front leg off. But it's in the shorter style piano, and it is just clean as a whistle. So if anybody out there is looking for a nice acoustic piano, and this has been taken care of, it's been tuned regularly, we'll, of course, go through it, put a final tune on it, make sure the action's in regulation and so on, and we warrant against sticky keys for a year after they're out, so that first summer, and it can happen to any piano, especially in high humidity situations. So, you know, give us a call, come on in. This is not on the website, of course. It just came in here on Monday. I've got a bunch of new stuff coming from Kauai, Tim. They just introduced two new portable full 88 note with inbuilt audio. And I've got them ordered. I don't know how soon I'm going to get them. I do have three new models coming in here. Should roll in probably by the end of next week. So thinking about a nice acoustic, come on up and see us. We have the ES8s, that 88-inch portable. We got those in stock. So come on up and see us. We've got a good assembly of all of Kauai's digitals plus acoustics in the professional uprights and grands. So, you know, take a look at the website. Come on up and see us. You come on in. I give you the royal tour, Tim, and I don't charge 1 cent.
Not a penny.
Such a deal, Tim.
Yeah, wear a mask too, right, Dewey?
Oh, yeah. What a country, America. You just got You just got to do that. Oh, another one I want to mention, used again. We took in on a new Kauai Professional Upright, a 50-inch, a nice Baldwin Studio. Now, this is a 45-inch tall piano, and it's got that brace out to the leg with the hard rubber casters. This was traded in by a piano teacher up in Fairmont, Minnesota. She had bought it used a couple of years ago and got the little inheritance from an aunt, and she called me and she said, I'm coming down to buy a new Kauai. I said, well, I can handle that, and she did, And we delivered it. Anyway, this is in a little darker oak case, but this is a full-size studio. It's a 45-inch tall piano, a beefier-built piano, if you will. Got Kauai's new CA series, number 99, in ebony polish. We just unpacked that. What an incredible piano. Tim, got to let you go. CBS coming in. I got the other phone line ringing. My goodness, we're going to get busy.
Let's
hey,
go
you
business.
Have a good one. Hey, we'll see you.
Thanks, Dewey.
See you on the radio next week, Tim.
All right.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Bye-bye. That's Dewey Kruger, everybody. Go shopping. Pianos, organs, keyboards, Dewey Kruger Music in Northwood on KGLO Mason City.
It's the AM 1300 KGLO McCluskey Appliance Fall into Cash Contest. For your chance at $1,000, go to KGLOAM.com and enter this word. Pug. P-U-G. Pug. Enter the word you just heard at KGLO.